Happy Saturday. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Kimmel reacted to reports that President Trump kind of was mesmerized by the TV during the Capitol siege. He said Trump behaved the same way our three-year-old reacts when his grandparents try to FaceTime during Paw Patrol. Kimmel said that's why he calls himself the Law and Order president. He spends all day watching episodes of it. Kimmel again, I'll tell you what, I would sign up for a streaming service that showed nothing but Trump's stuff being moved out of the White House. I don't know how much I would pay a month, but it's a lot. Seth, Trump's still president for a few more days, but the White House is emptier than a rest stop Cinnabon at 3 a.m. Seth, love to imagine Trump piling all that stuff into crates, his oversized suits, his ties that are so long that no matter how you pack them, a little bit pokes out. Felon, Trump's giving stuff away like the sun's about to set on his weekend garage sale. He's like, you know what? It's getting late. Just take it. I was only going to charge a dime for it. Kimmel, an unidentified trio, seems to have made off with a bust of Abraham Lincoln. Is it possible Trump is looting the White House before he goes? He's going to use that as a hood ornament on his golf cart. Seth, I sure hope someone is watching him pack because he's definitely going to try and steal stuff. Sir, why is the bust of Lincoln being packed away? No, this is mine from home. I brought it. It's not actually Lincoln. It's my Uncle Beard Trump. And Jimmy Fallon said, later another guy was seen carrying out Mike Pence. He was like, hey, put me down. I'm not a statue. My favorite headline of the day from Insider, the London Zoo denied Ricky Gervais wish to be eaten by lions after he dies. This goes back to when Ricky was on Conan O'Brien. Ricky said, I thought it would be good to just be fed to the lions at the London Zoo, this being after Ricky's death, not on a random Saturday. That would be useful, isn't it? We never give anything back. We take everything from this world. We just eat animals. Anything that moves, we eat. We destroy. Deforestation. We don't give anything back. Everything we do is for us. We're not even food for other things. So he wanted to be fed to the lions after his death. He said, I'd like the look on the tourist faces when they just throw this dead, fat, naked 73-year-old, maybe if I'm lucky, to the lions and it lands. And some people go, hey, isn't that the bloke from The Office? And they go, what, Steve Carell? No, not Steve Carell. He's much fatter than Steve Carell. Catherine England is the London Zoo's chief operating officer, and she told The Sun, I suspect Ricky may be a bit gristly for our lions. She did add that the zoo is struggling financially because of lockdown. If anyone wants to give something back, we welcome donations that will help us keep our lions fed on a more suitable diet. Chris Gethard is working on the new podcast, New Jersey is the World. New Jersey is the best, a point of pride for its residents and a source of fascination for outsiders. The podcast is not a singular feature, but an umbrella of projects exploring, celebrating, and laughing at the culture of America's most ridiculous state. There will be a Woe Town podcast. Woe, W-O, stands for West Orange, which is a town from which Chris Gethard hails, as well as a Voices from the Jug Handle voicemail-based podcast. For those of you not from the Northeast, New Jersey has an aversion to left-hand turns. So, I'm from New York, and in New York, I would come to a corner and you'd make a left. What happens in New Jersey is you have to make a right so that you can make a left. I don't even know how to explain it. Picture like what a jug handle looks like. You do that. So you kind of go to the right, and then you wind up stuck at the same traffic light you would have been at anyway if you could just make a left. I digress. The Voices from the Jug Handle voicemail-based podcast and a New Jersey food reviews podcast from Bergen County native Don Finelli, who used to host the podcast Fizzy Boys, a podcast on which he reviewed sodas. This seems like pretty niche stuff, don't you think? New Jersey's the greatest place on planet Earth. This is an indisputable fact. Even non-Jersey people love New Jersey. If you love The Sopranos, Springsteen, Jersey Shore, Action Park, and so many more cultural landmarks, you share the fascination. The Laugh Button tells us the South by Southwest Festival will be back. This time it's virtual. You know why? The pandemic and stuff. They announced the first slate of films to debut at the festival. One of them is called Hysterical, an honest and hilarious backstage pass into the lives of some of stand-up comedy's most boundary-breaking women, exploring their hard-fought journey to become the voices of their generation and their gender. Here's the lineup. Margaret Cho, Fortune Feimster, Rachel Feinstein, Marina Franklin, Nikki Glaser, Judy Gold, Kathy Griffin, Jessica Kirsten, Sherry Shepherd, Eliza Schlesinger, and more. After the South by Southwest premiere, the film will be released on FX. You'll probably see it there. From Chortle, Blackadder has become the latest classic BBC comedy to warrant a warning over its content. Fans watching the second episode of the first series are now granted with the disclaimer, contains discriminatory language and content that some viewers may find offensive. In the episode, first broadcast in 1983 and set in the 15th century, Blackadder clashes with Dougal McAngus, as played by Alex Norton. Blackadder uses a term I won't repeat here because I come to make you laugh and not to insult people. Chortle says it's not the first BBC comedy to require a disclaimer to reflect changing times. Over Christmas, the 1971 version of Dad's Army was given a similar warning over its language. In it, Corporal Jones used a term I will not repeat. It was a term British soldiers once called troops from Sudan. And The Sun reported that an episode of The Royal Family has been given a warning over an episode in which Jim Royal calls a changing room host a term I will not repeat. This one, a phrase used to identify a gay male as effeminate or weak. In explaining its policy, the BBC says some older programs on occasion contain language that some viewers find offensive, inappropriate, which have now fallen out of use. And for that reason, we do make that clear on BBC iPlayer and elsewhere. Dan Soder talked about what he misses. He says, I miss stand-up comedy. I miss going and doing stand-up comedy. I miss being able to do spots in the city, go on the road. I know it's a selfish answer, but it's the truth. I miss seeing comics that I thought I was much better friends with. Turns out, we're work buddies. People really found out who their friends were this year, but yeah, I miss stand-up. And that's your daily comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, or wherever you get your shows, and see you tomorrow.